Welcome to the LCS Fantasy Zone Podcast with your hosts, Banana, Armadillo Cowboy, Sliminx, and Fisher.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It's episode 6 of the LCS Fantasy Zone. We are in week 9, the last week of the LCS. We've got some great sit starts, some teams, and some streaming options for you, as always, to consider. Keep you winning your LCS league. I'm Bob Fisher Dickerson.
My name is Mitch Armadillo Cowboy Hannon.
I'm Jesse Sliminx Yeomans, and unfortunately, we're missing our counterpart Banana this week, but
he couldn't make it due to some issues
still got
going on at his house. So, but he sends his adieu.
He's a dude.
He's a doo-doo. All right. Nice. So yeah, recap of week 8. Jesse, you have a few things I know you want to talk about.
Not really. There's some reasoning toward the team I picked, and I'll go over that when we're in the team section. But aside from that.
I got a couple highlights to go over. So the big match of the week last weekend, it was in EU. It was Vitality versus Gamers 2. And that was for that was the battle for first place. Basically, whoever won that game is probably going to finish in first place. It's still a battle of H2K, but it was a huge match, and Gamers 2 won that one. Some big play from Perks on his LeBlanc, and it was just it was a really good game. Two high level teams that went at it, and Gamers 2 took it down.
We had that bet. Joe and I had that bet about Visichachi and or not Visichachi. I'm sorry.
Cabochard
and Kickass, but they did kind of average.
Yeah, they both did average, so it didn't matter. Yeah, and then I also just wanted to mention there was no news about it because it kind of snuck up. Energy didn't announce anything, but Altec actually came back and started both games last week, and it looks like
welcome back.
He's looking like he's there to stay, and Energy looked pretty good last week, so it bodes well for Altec and Energy.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad he's back. I missed Altec.
Me too.
All right, you guys want to get into the starts?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hit them where it hurts, the starts of the week.
All right, going off the Gamers 2 theme here, my week 9 start is going to be Perks. He went 9-4-6, I said, on LeBlanc against Vitality, and then he went 2-1-8 on Lulu. So he played an Assassin and a Support to great effect last week. I mean, this guy's been one of the best mid laners all year long. He's putting up great stats. Definitely start him for week 9 as the teams head into playoffs. Looking for that number one seed as Gamers 2.
That they are. I think they can get it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's going to be between them and H2K, it looks like. But G2's, I feel like, has the most dominant performances.
Yeah. Been a pretty strong team this whole season. Jess?
All right, my start is Renegades Freeze. We're dipping low on the standings, picking out of the RNG basket. RNG took down TSM last week, as we all know, and then they were looking pretty good during that victory. Seraph replacing RF Legendary, and just this last week, Ninja replacing LHH in the mid lane, has the team looking the best, I think, they've looked this split so far. And when we all know Freeze is the type of player, when his team is doing well, he puts up solid numbers. So I expect them to do well this coming week, mainly because they match up against Impulse and Echo Fox. I think Echo Fox is the stronger of the two teams. They've been looking pretty strong with their main lineup in there, but I still think Renegades has a pretty good chance of winning that one. And lastly, he's had more and more games with his support, with his new support, Hakuho. How do you say that?
Hakuho.
I think. Yeah. So he's looking more comfortable with that, with his support. They got good matchups. They looked good last week, so I'm going with Freeze.
Yeah, I like it, man.
I definitely think anyone in Renegades is a safe play this week. I mean, even in their loss to Cloud9, who's, I think, definitely secure as the second-best team in NA right now. I mean, that was a close game throw. I think Renegades had a lead for quite a bit of it as well.
Yeah, they're looking much better than their record indicates.
They're definitely not the worst team in NA, but even though their record indicates that.
Yeah, they made some good changes.
Yeah.
Looking at my roster, Jess, I did take your advice on that, and I swapped Freeze out for somebody else who we'll talk about more later. But
oh, that's
yes,
good stuff. You're welcome.
I was like, you know what? Yeah. It was a good call, man. I couldn't help but do it.
All right, what's your start, Bob?
My start of the week, which I haven't picked this guy yet, and I've been wanting to pick him all season, but he seems to always be getting picked by somebody, Wild Turtle. He's number one overall in average points, and for the LCS, I mean,
he's
you can't ask for better from a player. He has been the strongest player for fantasy-wise, I think, all season long. Wild Turtle, he's going to be number one all the way to the end of the split, I believe. So.
Yeah, give
he's
him a shout
easy
out.
Schedule.
Yeah. The guy's earned it, man. He's giving out the most points. You got to give him a shout out. Give him the respect for the start.
Yeah, they've got Immortals next week have TSM and Team Impulse. So I expect the TSM game to be a little closer than the Impulse game, but I think Immortals will both handily win that, and he'll put up some carry numbers.
Mm-hmm. Hands down.
Yep.
All right, let's go ahead and move into sits.
Get benched, noob, with sits of the week.
Okay, for my sit of the week, it's Visichachi, the top laner for Unicorns of Love. And this isn't really due to his play. Like, I mean, the guy is still a really solid top laner, one of the better ones in Europe. It's just their team is on a really big downturn right now.
I agree.
And it's going to be hard to put up points when your teams, you know, can't contest objectives, aren't winning games. He's also a big shot caller and big playmaker, so they're behind, and he's going to have to try to make these plays from behind. It's going to lead to a lot of deaths and a lot less fantasy points. So this week, I would definitely sit Visichachi and be worried about playing any UOL members, really, this week.
Jeff?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I'm going with Unicorns of Love Fox, their mid laner. Out of mid laners, he's not putting up that many points. And like Mitch said, I think this next week it's pretty safe to sit any player from UOL based off their performance from last week. Like, they lost to Origin and Elements. Now, Origin's a little better than Elements, but still losing to those middle, lower of the pack teams is not a good sign. And they've been switching out their jungler a lot, so there's definitely some synergy issues. And since starting the split, tied for first with the likes of H2K and G2, now they're four wins behind the leaders, so they're really on a slide, as Mitch touched on. And let's see, this week, this is the big thing. This week, they match up against H2K and G2, the two teams that are at the top of the league. So I think my sit's Fox, and it's a good idea to sit players from UOL.
Like, I probably would have sat them even if they weren't playing those two teams, but the fact that they're playing those
that's just like the sealer. That's that seals the deal.
All right, you guys have been warned.
Yeah. All right, Bob.
I am in the exact same bandwagon as everybody with this week and their sits. I went with Steelback. He's number 7 overall for picks or for points out of all the players in the LCS, and he is number 2. 80 carries under Wild Turtle. He's actually number 2.
So he's doing well.
Excuse me. Number 3. Emperor and Wild Turtle are both above him. But Emperor coming from G2. And then H2K, you've got Forgiven. I'm like you guys said, I'm scared of that matchup.
Yeah, I think he's outclassed by those two players.
Steelback has been, even in some of his worst games in the past against, like, he's still putting up points. I don't think he's put up less than 30 points all season. And I'm just really skeptical this season. I mean, you guys have pretty much hit all the points that need to be covered. I sat him. He's been one of my starters for weeks, and I sat him. I actually dropped him and picked up Freeze. It's the last week. Don't be afraid to drop any of your players because it's not going to matter next week.
That's a great point. And I just want to give a quick shout-out to Steelback. Yes, it's definitely a good sit this week. Yes, it's a tough schedule. But, I mean, he well outperformed all the expectations that were on him this season. You know, came in from the challenger scene. He wasn't expected to do much. Fnatic dropped him when he was on Fnatic. And he blew it up this split. Lots of triple kills, quadra kills, doing all the damages. So shout out to Steelback, but he needs to take a seat in the final week.
Yeah, he's going to have one low game, and this is going to be it right here.
Yeah, this is a tough week, and the team's not in a good place. That's kind of why we all landed on UOL players.
That's funny. I didn't know we did that, but that's good.
Me neither, but that works. I mean, it just goes with the rhetoric.
All right, guys, let's move into streams.
Rolling the dice with streams of the week.
All
All right, there's plenty of streams coming up this week. I mean, lots of roster changes as the teams finalize their roster near the end of the split. And I'm going with one of the newer additions, and that's on Renegades top laner, and that's Seraph. He came over in a trade with TDK that sent Alex Each and Flares over to TDK in exchange for Ninja and Seraph. And he's only owned in 7.5% of leagues. And the dudes, even when he was subbing in for teams, which he did throughout the LCS this split, he's been putting up great numbers and carrying teams to unlikely wins. And in this split push kind of top lane meta we have right now, Seraph's exactly the kind of guy you want on your team. He played Graves both games last week and just, I think he died once all week and just had a really good week. So definitely consider playing Seraph this week. I know I am.
Nice. And don't forget what a savage he is when shaking hands.
Oh, yeah. If you guys haven't seen that video, look that up.
Yeah, look it up.
I'm looking it up right now.
The handshake. Straight savage.
Yeah, after the end of the game against TSM, he's shaking everyone's hands and completely just on purpose by Sven's Garen. He's got this cold look in his eye.
Is there any reason he did that?
There's probably history. They probably don't like each other.
I've read up on it. We're not going to get too far into it, but it's based on Svenskeren's racist remarks and that kind of thing in solo queue and when he was in Korean boot camp. But anyways.
Oh, wow.
I was also reading that it's not necessarily like a disrespect. It's more just of a dishonor from Seraph toward Svenskeren. Like, I don't know. Anyways, jogging straight along. My stream of the week is Mitch kind of touched on it. Seraph and Ninja were brought over. And my stream of the week is Ninja. His first week, they don't have any practice communicating with each other or whatever. He puts up 22 points per game, one of the highest among, or at least in the top half among mid laners in NA and EU combined. And because he's new just this week, he's only owned in 5% of leagues, only started in 3.5% of leagues. He's readily available. He's the 19th most owned mid laner and 6th in points per game during week 8. So, I mean, this guy, he's available. He's putting up numbers. Renegades is looking better. And that aside, some of the players that outscored him this last week had some very long games. I think there was an 80-minute game. There was Dignitas had a few long games that put Shifter up there, that kind of thing. And finally, they have an easy week this week. Like I said when I was talking about Freeze, they match up with Impulse and Echo Fox. And I expect those games to go in Renegade's favor. And especially, like, you compare their previous week's schedule. They played against C9 and TSM. They went 1-1 with Ninja new to the roster. And now they're going to have a whole another week of practice under their belt, and they're going against easier teams. So I expect Ninja to put up numbers, and he's hardly owned in leagues. So pick that guy up. He's worth it.
Definitely agree. Nothing more to say.
Agreed.
Yeah. Not much more to say, yeah.
My stream of the week is Huhi. He's only 40% owned and 21% starting. This week, their schedule is versus Energy and Dignitas.
That's still baffling to me that a player of on CLG that's played every single week for CLG is so unowned. Like, he was my stream of the week previous week.
I've had him as stream, and I've had him as start, and I think I've had him as sit, to be honest.
Yeah. I had him as stream.
He's done much
week
better
7.
Than he's done a lot better than.
Yeah, he looks
a lot
good.
Of the mid laners.
He's a skilled mid laner for sure.
I think this week, you know, CLG did not perform last week like everybody expected them to. But this week they are playing against Dignitas, who Shifter showed up last week, don't get me wrong, at least for fantasy-wise, and Energy. And I think CLG is going to show a really big comeback from last week. So expect CLG players in general to put up points.
I think CLG should bounce back from that last week and get serious in practice and stuff and be able to put up wins against both those teams.
I also think before we move on quite here, I'd also just want to bring up, because it was so crazy, because it was a record, the 67-minute game between Dig and Echo Fox, where both Keith McGreath and Froggen broke the world CS record. Keith had, I think, somewhere in the 720 range, and Froggen,
holy shit,
in the 760 range. So Froggen now holds the record for most CS in a game.
That makes sense. Froggen's always been up there.
Oh, yeah. He's always the type of player to extend those games along like that. He's comfortable playing those.
Isn't it weird that this split we have, like with the recent patches and whatnot, we have really quick games, like where Immortals will win by 20 minutes or whatever, but then we also have some of the longest games in LCS history, like that one.
I think that's good. I think that shows it's more of a balanced game like that, where it depends on the game. Whereas, you know, sometimes metas are set a different way. Games are always long or they're always short.
Yeah, I like seeing the difference. I like it. I like it a lot. That's a good point.
You ready to move on to team picks, Bob?
Let's do it. Yeah, let's move into teams.
Win the crowd and you'll win the LCS Teams of the Week.
So my team pick this week is Vitality, and let's just take a look at who they're playing this week. So they have – that's not why I'm picking them, who they're playing this week, but let's just take a look. They are playing Rocket, and they are playing Splice, so easy week. But they're going to have to be taking it super seriously because right now they're in third place, and the top two seeds get a bye in playoffs, and that is really important. That's really huge. So they're going to be trying all out in their games. I think there's going to be lots of points to be had for owning that team. And as they look to try to secure that playoff bye, they're going to have to win and win easily. So Vitality is my pick.
I like it. I've always been on the Vitality hype train. I'm a Kasing fan. I think there's some solid players on that team.
I'm starting Kavishard and Shook. I can't argue with you there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's essentially already playoff time for them, and that's why I'm going with them.
Yes.
All right. So my team of the week this week is, it seems like an easy pick, H2K. But I have some reasons behind that, like I touched on earlier. First of all, Unicorns of Love, they're looking bad. And that's their first matchup this week. So even if they don't stomp Unicorns of Love, I expect them to still win that, close out that game and put up decent fantasy points as a team. Their second matchup is Elements. Let me just double check. Yeah, their second matchup is Elements, and I think they're even worse than UOL, and I think H2K can win that one easily as well. And then the main thing is Forgiven confirmed that he delayed his military service in Greece, so the team is still intact. Yeah, right?
Good for him.
Like, you watch the emotional interview, and there's some other interviews that have come out since the service was delayed, and he seems pretty hopeful and happy that how things played out. So the main H2K team is still intact. All their practice together won't be wasted because of Forgiven leaving. And they're a top caliber team, so I expect H2K to go 2-0 this week. And they're my team of the week.
H2K. All right. You got anything else on that, Mitch?
No, that's a solid pick.
I agree. My team of the week, I haven't picked them yet this week or this season, but they've been my team all week or all season. Man, I keep saying it. I'm going with Immortals, and it's pretty much self-explanatory if you followed the LCS at all this season. They're playing TSM and TIP this week. I feel like TSM's looking pretty broken. The toxicity of Doublelift is starting to wear on everyone on that team. Maybe not, but I mean, I feel like he's done that with CLG in the past. I mean, you know, history's kind of repeating itself here. Maybe that's me speaking too boldly, but
I think you're in line saying that.
I feel like it's gonna, that trend is continuing, unfortunately. And with TSM playing Immortals, they're going to struggle. That's their first game this week, and Immortals have their stuff together, you know. And I think they're just going to walk all over TSM. They'll get, you know, it'll be a good game, but they're going to walk on them. And TIP, I think it's just going to be an easy
TIP
game.
TIP is meh.
Yeah.
They're very meh.
TSM 1 might be, you know, I don't know. It depends what Doublelift shows up.
Yeah.
We'll see. And Bjerg, too.
It's kind of a sad story about TSM, how they put together a powerhouse roster, and they just can't. They're struggling to make it work. But then again, it's their first split. These guys, these organizations are thinking more long-term, at least the more mature ones like TSM. So hopefully they'll be able to settle their differences and start to produce wins like the roster says they should be able to.
Agreed. I don't remember. I want to say it was Yellow Star who said this, but I think it was Yellow Star, but they said something along the lines of, it's a lot easier to control a team when you've been there. Let's say you've been with the team for 4 years, and then you bring in all these rookies. They all want to show, hey, I can listen, I can follow the rules, and I'll be good for you, and I'll play well for you.
Yeah.
Whereas TSM has all these old players who have been great, and they all kind of, I know what's best. And that's, they can butt heads, and then they don't get their best performances that we're used to seeing.
That's a good point.
So,
Immortals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say about TSM, like, they're such an emotional team, and part of that reasoning is because the community has so much, like, expectations from them. You know, they're supposed to win. They've been LCS finals. Like, they're just this immense pressures on them, and they got a new roster, and I think it's
America's
getting to
team.
Them a bit near the end. Yeah.
Really. And let's team not forget, when picking Immortals for your team, Adrian's got the largest champion pool, he claimed, in a post-game interview last week. Because he plays Janna and Soraka. I don't know the logic there, but
yeah, he did say that. He was a really cocky interview. Yeah. I like Adrian, but it was pretty cocky.
He's such a quiet guy, and then he comes out and says, "He's like, yeah, you know, we should be fine. I've got the biggest champion pool amongst the courts because I play Soraka and Janna." I was like, okay. Well, I mean, you guys are in first. We'll go with it.
What? I don't know what that means, but let's expect to see something different, because the last time he said something pretty bold like that, I think CLG could beat us. I believe that was the last bold thing he said, and then sure enough, so maybe we'll see a Nautilus support or something crazy.
I think he's definitely going to be switching it up, especially in best of fives come playoff time. You can't just play the same picks over and over again. Teams adapt.
See something different.
I think we're going to see something different from him in playoffs.
Like, how hard can it be to counter Soraka? You just play Blitzcrank and you pull her at level 2.
Yeah, it's when your team is that good and that much more skilled than everyone else. I mean, Soraka is the ideal pick.
You just add the heals onto everything. It's savage.
It's
Hooney up top and Wild Turtle. Their whole team is stacked, man. Poe Belter. I mean, what Rainover, what else do you want?
Well, yeah. Nothing. You just want that Rocket.
No kidding.
I could be the biggest
I could play that Soraka. We could win.
Give it to me. I'll fucking help you win the LCS.
We'd probably, if I was support Soraka for that team, we'd probably still win more than half the games. And I'm not saying I'm good at all. I'm saying I'm a bad Soraka.
All right. You guys got anything else?
No, that's it for me.
Last
thing, Bob, you do owe me a skin, as I won our matchup last week, and now we are tied for first place in our fantasy pool.
I do owe you a skin.
Yeah.
Hey, does the bet still stand with XPeppy?
No. We went over that.
I thought maybe I could sneak that in there. All right. All right, if nobody else has anything else, we're good to go here?
We're good to go.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening, people. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, just good luck in your last week. May you guys win your pools.
Yeah. If anything, I hope we helped you guys win some of your LCS. However you did, shoot us a message. Let us know how you did, how it goes. If there's anything you want us to cover in the future or add, or if there's anything else you think we can do for you, let us know. Remember, if you want to check us out, you can get a hold of us on Twitter at LCS Fantasy Zone. On Facebook, you can message us at LCS Fantasy Zone. Or you can email us at lcsfantasyzone@yahoo.com. Feel free to ask us anything, from last-minute roster changes, your options for starts or sits, or if you just want to jump in and say hi. We really appreciate it. Thanks again, guys, and we'll see you next season.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.